This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, everybody. I am Scott Hennon. Glad to have you along. Winter weather is back. Wait a minute, it's winter. That isn't breaking news. That's the duh update. Yes, okay. A little bit of winter. What do you got in Bismarck, Todd? What do you look out the window? What do you see?
Down below, got some sun.
No snow?
Well, got a little bit of snow overnight. Nothing's falling now, but we got a little bit more overnight. Not much.
Still coming down. I'm looking at I-29, north and southbound, going a little bit slower than usual. And I don't know. They said 2.9 inches officially. I think as I take a look at the areas around South Fargo, I'd say closer to 3.5, 4 myself, but.
This time of the year, should we need like 3.5, 4 before we start really thinking, oh, wow, it really snowed last night?
True, although you still got to shovel it. You know,
right.
You still got to.
Right, but I mean, if you get 1 or 2 inches, it's like, okay, a little bit more.
Get,
all right.
Get out the old snowblower. A lot going on today. We have a lot going on. A lot of breaking news besides the weather, which is winter weather. This just in. It's winter. And there's weather. And we are going to be, a couple of live events we'll be keeping tabs on. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, is announcing the impeachment managers. Does that really matter? I don't know the significance of that. It's just sort of the, people, I guess you'll remember, will be the faces that are sort of presenting it. They're bringing over the case from the House to the Senate. I heard Doug Collins earlier, who chairs one of the committees, he's ranking member in Nadler's committee. What is Nadler's committee? Justice, I think. He said, I'm not sure that the senators have spent the time the House has in understanding this case. Because it's weak sauce. There's no crime. Forget that there's not a crime alleged in the impeachment proceedings, civil or criminal. They're not saying he did this. It's literally about this dumb phone call, which is so weak, every time somebody describes it, they lie about it. This is what is amazing to me. Let's go to Pelosi here. She's with Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, and Jerry Nadler making his way in here. Let's see what they say.
Tax rates and regulatory relief. I mean,
you're going to have to cut Larry Kudlow off, I think, aren't they? Because he's still talking, but Nancy Pelosi's about to talk. So let's go then.
Let's come back. In the meantime, we're going to pause and allow our stations across the country to join our coverage. Speaker Pelosi now with the microphone. So let's pause for a moment. We'll get the latest from her as we wait the appointment of the House managers and more from Speaker Pelosi. This is Fox News coverage, the next steps impeachment process. I'm Bill Hemmer with Sandra Smith.
No, here he goes. He's going to it.
Important day because today is the day that we name the managers. We go to the floor to pass the resolution to transmit the articles of impeachment.
Whoop-de-doo.
To the Senate.
Yeah.
And later in the day, we have our engrossment that we march those.
That's a good word for this. Engrossment. I like that.
To the United States Senate.
You know, just
as I've said, it's always been our founders when they started. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary. When Abraham Lincoln 67 years ago.
Yeah, they're spinning in their grave right now. Trust me.
These are the times that try men's souls. The times that found us. Again and again, even our poets. Longfellow.
Oh,
remember, listen, my children, and you will hear the midnight ride of Paul Revere on 18th of April in 75.
Got it.
Hardly a man is now alive that remembers that famous day and year. It's always about
Paul Revere didn't know much about partisan hacks.
History using time. On December 18th, the House of Representatives impeached the President of the United States. An impeachment that will last forever.
52% of them do.
Since December 18th, there have been comments about when are we going to send the articles over?
Yeah.
Well, we had hoped that the courtesy would be extended, that we would have seen what the process would be in the Senate.
Where's that written in the Constitution?
Short of that, that time has revealed many things since then. Time has been our friend in all of this.
Time has yielded
incriminating evidence.
Oh, please.
More truth into the public domain.
More nothing burgers.
Since we passed the articles on December 20th, 2 days later, new email showed that 91 minutes after Trump's phone call with President Zelensky, a top Office of Management and Budget aide asked the Department of Defense to hold off
Department of what?
On the Ukraine aid.
Did you play that
on December 29th, revelations emerged about the OMB director and acting chief of staff Mulvaney's role in the delay of the effort by lawyers of the, in the administration to justify the delay and the alarm. This is very important, that the alarm that the delay time caused within the administration.
It's very important.
On January 2nd, newly unredacted.
We're going to try him in the press conference now? Is that how this works?
The president blocked.
Let me just tell you what she's doing while she rambles on here, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, she's justifying the delay, which was unjustified, was ridiculous, and everybody, even Democrats, said this is stupid, stupid, stupid. Of course, they were doing it for Joe Biden, many people believe, because now the calendar has pushed into the Iowa and New Hampshire primaries, okay? But what she's doing with all this is trying to say, oh, 91 minutes after the call, somebody said, hold off. Here's the deal. There was a deadline by which the aid needed to be transmitted. Let me ask you guys, did the aid go before the deadline? Did they get the aid and did it go before the deadline? The answer is yes.
Yep.
So there's nothing here. There was no investigation. This is ridiculous. I only need to show you every time somebody talks about the call, they lie about it. Byron Dorgan was the latest example Monday night on some Fox show. He's saying, well, you know, when the President of the United States said, do me a favor, go after Biden. Sir, do me a favor was separate from the discussion of Biden. Well, it's the same thing. Yeah.
I mean, never mentioned Biden.
They got to change it.
Not once.
No, I mean, in fact, Zelensky did. Anyway, go back to Pelosi justifying her delay here.
...of the United States. And it's important to see the president to know and Putin to know, the American voters in America should decide who our president is.
Oh, please.
Not Vladimir Putin. Putin in Russia. So today I'm very proud to present the managers who will bring the case, which we have great confidence in terms of impeaching the president and his removal. But this further evidence insists of that, and we wouldn't be in this situation had we not waited.
Oh.
Insist that there be.
She's obsessed with defending herself on that charade.
And that we see documentation. And now you see some of that change happening on the Senate side. I hope it does, for the good of our country and to honor our Constitution. So today, on the floor, we'll pass a resolution naming the managers.
She's smiling.
As I mentioned,
she's happy.
Appropriating the funds for the trial and transmitting the articles of impeachment of the President of the United States.
She doesn't look like she's very prayerful.
Influence a foreign government for his own personal and political benefit.
Oh, my gosh.
Chair Adam Schiff of California, our lead manager, Chairman Schiff, is, as you know, chair of the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, is serving his 10th term in Congress.
I wouldn't be able to say his name either without popping up.
Before Congress, Mr. Schiff was a California state senator and served as a federal prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles for 6 years, most notably prosecuting the first federal FBI agent to be indicted for espionage. Chairman Jerry Nadler, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, is serving his 15th term in Congress. Mr. Nadler served as the top Democrat on the Judiciary Subcommittee on Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties.
The Star Wars bar scene is what it looks like.
Before Congress, Mr. Nadler served in the New York State Assembly for 16 years. Wow.
Wow.
Chair Zoe Lofgren, chair of the House Committee on House Administration, which has jurisdiction over federal elections, is a senior member of the House Judiciary Committee. Ms. Lofgren is serving her 13th term in Congress. This is Chairwoman Lofgren's third impeachment as a Judiciary Committee staffer in the Nixon impeachment, as a member of the Judiciary Committee on the Clinton impeachment, and now as a manager in this impeachment of President Trump. Chair Hakeem Jeffries of New York. Chairman Hakeem Jeffries is the chair of the House Democratic Caucus and is currently serving his fourth term in Congress. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee. Before being in Congress, he served in the Assembly of New York for 6 years, an accomplished litigator in private practice before running for elective office. Mr. Jeffries clerked for the Honorable Howard Baer, Jr. of New York District Court for the Southern District of New York. Congresswoman Val Demings of Florida. Congresswoman Val Demings.
Hi, there you go. There are six House managers she's introducing there, most of whom you've seen previously.
The bar scene from Star Wars.
What it looks like. I'm just telling you.
So yeah. Perfect, man.
Garcia, Loughran, Crow, Demings, Shifty Shift, Jerry Wadler, Nadler. More after this. Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense, and they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at mineraltracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll-free at 800-343-0093.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Morning, a little bit. I need to get the word out. We're missing an elderly woman who walked away. She's my eccentric aunt. She walked away from a nursing home. She tips the ball still young, but she walks around, she slurs her words, and she quotes a lot of old things out of the history books. So if you see her, let me know. Thank you.
Do you think he's talking about the person we were just...
he might have been.
Press conference?
Crazy old aunt. Crazy old Aunt Nancy. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah. They're taking questions now. Jerry Nadler looks like the Weekend at Bernie's guy, doesn't he? Do you think he's functioning fully there?
He's just not a happy guy.
I don't know.
Very somber. It's a very somber day.
This, to me, just seems so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. I mean, they are just grasping at nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's no crime alleged in this. They are not going to present a crime, an allegation of a crime.
So, I have a question.
To the United States Senate, what they're going to do is say, okay, here's a call, and here's what we think the call means. We're going to interpret it our way. We're going to get into the head of the president and say this is what he was trying to do. It's just ridiculous.
When they deliver these articles to these managers walking in like a bunch of pallbearers, or is it they send a courier, a FedEx deliver it?
They walk them over. It's a formal deal.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, it's a formal deal.
Spend more money, I bet, with that.
701-258-0550 is our number. Questions or comments, welcome today on What's on Your Mind. We have, as I mentioned earlier, some breaking news. This was one of the things I mentioned, that we'd have the announcement of the impeachment managers, seven of them, from Nancy Pelosi today. And then in addition to that, we have breaking news in that the White House is hosting a signing ceremony for the Phase 1 China trade deal today, which is big news for North Dakota agriculture. Some rumors floating around that there's going to be energy purchases in that. We don't know exactly, chapter and verse, what they are. So I need to go to Nadler. They're not done.
Jerry President, Nadler. You need it.
Yeah,
overwhelming.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not either.
No.
Sorry.
That we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, not from trying, he tried, from rigging the next election, from conspiring with a foreign government as the Russian government.
I can't listen to this stuff. Now, just so you know what he's saying, the question from the reporter was, you know, you guys were in an all-fire hurry here, and then you didn't do anything. Why didn't you just take the time and call the witnesses and go to court and get the witnesses and get more of this information as part of the proceedings? So they're having to defend this. This thing's unraveling on them. It's unraveling. When they're sitting there having to defend their delay by saying, well, yeah, the election, this, that, it's crazy. Let me go to Cody in Bismarck. Maybe he can bring some common sense to this discussion today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, guys, how's it going? I don't know if I can make a lot of common sense with going out of the impeachment trials. That would take it. I don't think that's possible. But what I actually called in about was tomorrow at the Tom Baker meeting room in Bismarck, they're having a meeting about trying to change. They want the public input on changing Custer Park. And this is kind of a movement made by a bunch of the No Dapple protesters that were local because they wanted to win, I guess. So I was just calling to let everyone know that, hey, if you want to preserve history and you don't want to bend over backwards for these progressive liberals that just want to change things and cost money, I can only assume how much the government's going to spend on changing a name of a park. I mean, it's not like you're just going to take a sign down and it's going to cost a couple bucks. So I have a feeling that's going to cost a lot of money too. So,
well, you know, the important thing, Cody, is you're raising an important point about these people that are the No Dapple local protesters that want to, you know, get a win. Very often at events like this, just the squeaky wheel gets heard. Just the people that want to change, and the people that go about their lives thinking that, look, you know, history is what it is, and we don't need to change this, and it's dumb, that, you know, sort of are at work, right, are raising their families, are earning a living, and don't go. So I'm glad you called, and I hope folks take it in. Tell me again, it's at the Tom Baker meeting room where?
In Bismarck at 5:15 tomorrow, which, you know, it's going to be difficult for a lot of working people to get there at that time, but I suggest if you can. Normally with park meetings, you have to ask for permission to speak beforehand, but this is an open meeting, so anyone can show up and talk and put your opinion in. So I suggest showing up if you can.
What time is it?
5:15 p.m.
5:15 p.m. Got it. All right. Glad you called, Cody. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it. Been an issue in Bismarck for a while, and I'm glad we got a chance to tell you about that meeting. Texter says, Nadler looks like he's not sure if he's past gas or something worse. You think that, yeah, he's got the Bernie. We can't have Bernie's look to me. I don't know what it is there. It's a little strange. It's a little strange. So Nancy had to rush the impeachment and then found more fake evidence. Is she trying to impeach him a second time?
Yeah.
you can't make this up. You can't make this up, folks. You can't. This might be the first time in history that most of the people know that Biden's were both corrupt and funneling money back to themselves using taxpayer dollars. Through the Obama administration, yep, of corrupt minions, and nothing is being done about it. And the media is helping to cover it all up. Aren't they aiding and abetting? Yeah. Have you talked about the lady in Colorado who filed a red flag order against a police officer who shot her son and was cleared in 2017? Don't know that that's come up. But always welcome. Always welcome suggestions on future topics right here. Scott, good morning. I can't believe the big deal Hollywood makes out of Vince Vaughn shaking the president's hand.
Right.
Like Todd said, maybe he and Ricky Gervais could go on the road. That was actually Phil Parker that said that, not Todd. But by the way, the Democratic debate was a snooze fest. The Dems are wasting our time. Meanwhile, President Trump working hard for our country. We're all weary of this. It's not going anywhere. I did watch the debate on your behalf last night, and I want you to know the big winner was Iran. Iran was the big winner because every single person on that stage said if they were president, they'd give Iran exactly what they're asking for now. So if you'd like Iran to win, speaking of rigged elections,
wow,
why don't you vote for a Democrat for president? That'd be a good idea because they were the big winner. And
you can't make up this stuff.
If you have student loan debt, any student loan debt, you also were a winner because Elizabeth Warren, should she win, says she'll cancel most student loan debt, and she's not even going to ask Congress to do it. If Donald Trump did that, then they'd be saying he's trying to make himself king. He's not going to Congress. He's not.
Yep. She's going to bypass Congress and use an existing authority from the DOE.
Here's my question.
There you go.
Here's my question for you. Farmers feed the world. Ranchers feed the world. They're in a tough spot right now. Should we be forgiving their debt?
I got to do the math on this. I'll let you know after the break.
This is very interesting, folks. This is very interesting. This is what they're up to. So anyway, there's your summary of the debate last night. If you missed it, not bad. The president, meanwhile, packed them in Wisconsin. Oh, it's so obvious what's going to happen in November. It's not even funny. As long as you stay passionate, vigilant, and take on this insanity, this coup, this witch hunt that is happening. More after this.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is hours from signing the first phase of a new trade deal with China. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin saying the deal is a great outcome for U.S. companies and U.S. workers. But he admits work still needs to be completed on phase two of the deal.
There are significant technology issues in this. There are some remaining technology issues and cybersecurity issues that will be dealt with in phase two.
The White House calls it a breakthrough, but many lawmakers and business organizations remain skeptical.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is about to name the managers who will be prosecuting the case in the Senate's impeachment trial of President Trump. She's expected to name the team prior to today's vote on a resolution triggering sending the articles to the Senate. Senate leaders say it's likely the trial will begin next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to this special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota. The Tioga Chamber of Commerce, proud to sponsor What's On Your Mind, and want you to know that Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families, great events, traditions, staples like the Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest. Things are growing downtown on Main Street, a brand new community center with a new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. The average annual yearly household income in Tioga is over $73,000 a year, which supports nearly 140 area businesses. But think about that if you're looking for a new career, a fresh start, and, of course, great education as well. Check out TiogaND.org, TiogaND.org. There's a CEO roundtable today in Minot, the GNDC, Greater North Dakota Chamber, is holding these around the state and hearing from CEOs. And this roundtable in Minot will be held at Hess, North Dakota. It's going to be a roundtable on engaging workforce, looking back, looking ahead. And we'll talk with Brent Lonas, General Manager of Hess, in just a moment about that. Steve in Bismarck had a question before we go to Brent. Steve, question, comment, go ahead.
Yeah, Steve Schwab. I think that Nancy Pelosi is pulling this stunt today on account of overwhelming the signing of the deal with China. And it kind of reminds me of a show that used to be on HBO, Tales from the Crypt. You know, in a swamp, they've got to have a place to go, and they've got crypts. And these people come out of these crypts in the Senate and the congressional halls, and every time they come out, they're out there to wreak mayhem on everything they can that has to do with Trump. So, you know, you guys are talking about what Nadler looked like and stuff. I'm not watching it, but it's just tales from the crypt, you know, these old washed up politicians coming out and destroy everything because of hatred. Which is basically what the Tales of the Crypt was all about.
Interesting. Well, there's a lot of hatred there, and that's for sure. The press conference is wrapped up, but we did record the last couple of questions, so we'll play some excerpts as we go throughout the program today. What I find interesting is, while all of that continues, what does the president do? He's actually going to be on a bigger stage today with China announcing a deal everybody said he was crazy for pursuing, right? And same thing, well, on USMCA. Why would you get rid of NAFTA? You can't get rid of NAFTA. You got a better deal. And I'm looking at the Dow at 29,000 plus. Probably will be 30 before the end of the year, if not sooner. And I'm looking at 401ks of Americans all across the board on the rise. So, you know,
well,
I
Scott, think you have to remember when they come out of the crypt, they'll ruin the economy. They come out right out and said, hey, a recession to get rid of Trump would be great for the country. I mean, you can't make this, you can't make this stuff up.
You're exactly right. That's my favorite line about the whole thing. It just sort of explains it all. Texter sent us a photo east of Sterling, at the east of the Sterling exit, pulling triples, tow truck trying to pull it out using a passing lane on the eastbound lane. Be careful. Yeah, so the tow truck trying to pull out a semi that has a triple, and that's the eastbound lane. But you got to be careful around that, and just be careful in general out there. Appreciate that. All right, without any further ado, let me welcome to the program the general manager of Hess, North Dakota, our friend Brent Lonis. Brent, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Hey, thanks for having me on today.
I love these CEO roundtables that the team at GNDC is doing. They come to Hess today and focus on engaging workforce. What will you talk about today, Brent? What will you bring to the group?
First of all, I just want to say that we're really happy to be hosting the GNDC roundtable today here at our office. We have about 100 folks signed up, so we're expecting a really good turnout. So happy to have that. What we'll be talking about today really is around recruiting. The challenges of recruiting people into various different industries and businesses across the state, not just in the oil and gas field. What other folks are doing to attract employees into the state, as well as some of the things that we'll be doing and that Hess is doing specifically within the state to develop workforce for the oil and gas industry.
So. Yeah, well, that's great. Obviously, Hess operates in a number of places. Do you see this as the any different than others? I mean, are we in a boat just because North Dakota has such low unemployment that it is challenging more so here than elsewhere to attract talent?
I think it's prominent here in North Dakota for sure, but it's an issue really that's across the nation now. Unemployment across the nation is at a record low, so this is a problem that is growing and affecting states outside of North Dakota as well. So I think it's an important issue and one that needs to be addressed.
Let's talk a little bit about Hess and the things you're up to. First of all, 2019, as you look back, what do you see as the highlights?
So 2019 turned out to be a really good year for us. We ended up ending the year meeting or exceeding our guidance for production. We produced over 150,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day on average for the year, which was really kind of a benchmark for us. So that sets us up really well for 2020. We're planning to grow our production to over 200,000 barrels a day by 2021. We'll continue to run six rigs here in the state, and that will produce about, we'll be able to drill and complete about 160-ish wells again this year across the state. So we'll be shifting. In the previous years, we focused our drilling programs south of the river in the Keene area. We'll be shifting more of that drilling north of the river into the Stanley, kind of East Nesson, Tioga area is where we'll be focusing much of our drilling going forward in 2020 and 2021.
Yeah, so let's look a little into the 2020 area. What is the top priorities as far as what you expect will be on the agenda?
Well, for us, our top priority is expanding our Tioga gas plant. If you remember back in 2014, we expanded the plant from 150 million cubic feet a day to 250 million cubic feet a day. We're in the works right now of expanding the plant again. We're adding another 150 million cubic feet a day capacity unit to the plant. It will bring our total processing capacity for the state to 500 million cubic feet a day. So that's kind of the focus this year. We'll be planning a turnaround for the plant and making some tie-ins for the new plant expansion somewhere towards the end of the second quarter, third quarter of this year, and getting ready for startup of that expansion later this year, early next year.
And that's really pretty incredible when you look at an investment of more than doubling the capacity in 2014, and here you are 6 years later saying, whoop, going another 150, but it sort of tells the picture of what's happening in the Bakken. You know, it's obvious that, you know, that gas processing need is going to continue as production ramps up, and there's talk of getting to 2 million barrels. Talk about the decision-making process of sort of the chicken and the egg of how you get ahead of that, because I know that there's the potential for flaring to actually slow the oil production to not have it in sync. How do you do that?
Right. So there's a couple different ways we do that. One, we work very closely with our state regulators, trying to understand kind of where we're at and help meet the overall goals of the state, which is ultimately to reduce flaring. We're in a good position. We've had several gas plant expansions announced here last year and one here just recently, which is making some good progress towards reducing flaring across the state. I think right now we're in the low 80% capture rate. We're not quite where we want to be as a state, but with the additional plants that have been announced, as those come on, you'll start to see more and more of that gas captured. I think the last director's cut that Lynn Helms put out, we're producing on a gas basis about 3 BCF a day and continuing to capture more and more of that gas. So trying to get ahead of that, it's a challenge, but it's something that the industry is working very hard towards, and we're making a lot of good progress towards that. The expansion of the Tioga plant is just one of the cogs in the wheel that will help reduce that flaring and get it to meet the state targets by the end of this year, we hope.
Hess has been an early leader in the I-Pipe Coalition. This is something that the governor felt very strongly about, of getting everybody together and you know, innovating and looking ahead and shooting for zero, you know, leaks in any pipeline. And I understand, by the way, Energy Transfer is now part of that coalition. So the coalition is building, but it's also expanding to other states. Is that right?
Yes, it is. It is. Just Monday, as a matter of fact, we had a meeting. I was present at the meeting with the Texas Railroad Commission. They're in Austin. They have expressed interest in joining I-Pipe. And being a supporting partner like the Industrial Commission here in North Dakota is for the program. So just starting those conversations, but getting more interest from outside states as well as operators from outside of the state that want to join and help benefits some of the learnings that we have through that. It's been a fantastic program. We've got a couple new technologies that we're currently right now trying to roll out to industry, and those are kind of in the early works, and we're making some progress on those. One of the interesting ones is I'm sure you remember the golf ball sized pipeline sensor, kind of the small smart pig, if you will, in a golf ball. We've talked about that before.
How can we forget the name Smart Pig, right?
Yeah. So what we have done as part of that program is we've partnered with University of North Dakota and their engineering department, and we've sponsored a senior engineering design project to develop, design, and build a prototype launcher receiver for that little golf ball. If you can imagine, getting that into the pipe is easy. We can do that, but catching it on the other end, that's where the challenge was when we tested the technology. So we've partnered with the university to help us design a fit-for-purpose launcher receiver for that instrument specifically, and the design was completed this semester, or last semester, I guess, the 2019 semester. They'll be building the prototype this fall semester.
Fantastic.
Sorry, spring semester. So
I know you're going to run to the roundtable, which starts at 10, by the way. Ed Hess, thanks for hosting that today. When we come back, I'm just going to remind folks a little bit about some of the things we've been broadcasting from that Hess has given back to as well. Appreciate all they do. Thanks, Brent. Brent Lonis.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2020 land auctions include 1,800 acres of highly productive crop and pasture land in Ward County near Berthold and Plaza, 960 acres of excellent crop and pasture land in Divide County, North Dakota near Granora, and 350 acres of remarkable cropland in Clay County, Minnesota, and a farmstead near Hitterdahl, Minnesota. View all of these and many more great auctions, including Piper's Farm Equipment Auctions at Piper's.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today by our friends at Pucklich. It's Wednesday. You know what that means? Wednesday wheels, ladies and gentlemen. And I get to tell you about a vehicle that is a great deal. You go in there and say, you know what? Scott told me to come in here. I want a little savings. And this is one of those vehicles that, let's say, it's a Sierra. Well, let me just tell you. 2007 GMC Sierra SLE 1500 extended cab, four-door. Okay? And according to our guy, Steve Roberstall at the Valley City Pucklich location, truly flawless. Very good care given to this vehicle by its one owner. Charcoal gray color, dark gray cloth interior, cruise control, trailer package, four-wheel drive. So it's on the lot now at $14,900. If you tell them Scott sent you, $14,000. You're going to take $900 off the already low price. It's a good deal. So, and, you know, 96,000 miles today, especially in a vehicle well cared for, serviced, everything else, nothing. For that kind of price, oh my gosh. Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Puck Chevy Buick GMC. This is Mark Valley City. You can hop online, check this one out at PucklageValleyCity.com or stop by the showroom, see it for yourself. Also, Pucklage.com, location for the website for the Bismarck store as well. Just tell them Scott sent you to Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, here is one piece of I promised I would do this, and I had to let Brent go because that roundtable is starting in Minot. It has about 100 folks coming for that today. That's fantastic. It is, and really kudos to the team at GNDC for those events. They are gathering some great input. It's at Hess today at Minot, about 100 folks coming, and I didn't get a chance to finish with Brent on this point. We have been to a few events of donations from Hess. Hess has been in North Dakota since the 50s, early 50s, and they have been a great partner. They have given back mightily, and much of it on education. Gateway to Science is a project they support. The Hess Toy Trucks is a curriculum where they bring the toy trucks, but also a curriculum into elementary schools. And then Recovery Reinvented as well. So just wanted to remind you that. They do really good work there. A lot of news happening today. We have what's going on at the White House, which we'll bring you as much of it as we can. Chris Berg will be here as well. Not going to get to a bunch of it, I would imagine, because they don't usually start on time. But it is a momentous deal. Should be well received by the economy. Also have the USMCA vote coming up before impeachment starts over in the Senate. That's big. So a lot of great things happening. Today, Nancy Pelosi announcing the House managers for impeachment. And she, of course, asked a question. You can't hear this real well. We'll play it for you. But the question is essentially, all right, you guys delayed because you wanted witnesses. Now there's some talk. Ted Cruz has actually been, and Rand Paul have been running around saying, fine, let's do witnesses. You know, the point is on witnesses, this is ridiculous. There's no crime involved here. This is a charade cooked up by Pelosi and Nadler and Schiff. So why extend it? Why extend it? And I think all along, Mitch McConnell has said, look, present the case, and then if people want witnesses, there'll be witnesses. Ted Cruz and Rand Paul have now been making the case to the senators, and we'll talk to Senator Cramer about this on Friday, that there should be witnesses, but not just the witnesses the Democrats want, but witnesses that haven't been heard, and one of them being Hunter Biden. So they were asked about that, and here's what they said. Nancy Pelosi didn't want to answer.
Are the prosecution open about potentially having witnesses for the defense? Are the prosecution suggesting they would like to call Hunter Biden?
We are prepared, but the relevant question is relevance. Is relevance. In any trial, you call witnesses who have information about the allegations, about the charges. The allegations, for which there's a mountain of evidence, are that the president betrayed his country by trying to extort Ukraine by withholding $391 million in military aid that Congress had voted in order to get Ukraine to announce an investigation of a domestic political opponent. That's the allegation. Any witness who has information about whether that is true or not true is a relevant witness. Anybody like Hunter Biden who has no information about any of that is not a relevant witness.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
The president even said, what a mess this whole thing is over there. Why haven't you guys gotten to the bottom of this? Of course he's relevant to it.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a worry that the investigation was requested by the president so he can harm the Bidens, the investigation is about the Bidens. So I think he's stretching that a little bit, isn't he?
I would agree.
But what else is new?
In this country would rule such a witness, as irrelevant and inadmissible.
Yeah, well, let's try that.
If
someone
is accused of robbing a bank, witnesses who say we saw him run into the bank. We saw him someplace else.
This is dribble.
What if I saw him?
This is dribble.
What if I saw a guy who saw a guy who saw him rob the bank?
What if he had an ice cream cone at 9:55 on a Wednesday and
objection, hearsay.
He supposedly had lactose intolerance. Yeah, I mean, just go away. Go away. Get off my radio. Get off the radio. Don't want to hear it. All right, when we come back, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. He knows this circus well. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.